Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, if you know that sound, that is my lurch drop that I use from the Adams Family, because that's how I feel when I hear that the Fed is meeting again. And I know my guest Taylor Riggs of the Big Money Show there on the Fox Business Network probably understands that as well. Taylor, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Happy Fed Day.
Happy, is it? Though,
I
mean, oh boy, they're going to get together to, I assume they'll talk, among other things, about how this Middle East conflict could impact the markets, right?
Yeah, you know, this is interesting because this is kind of a wild card, especially when you think about energy is one of the biggest drivers of inflation. Now, it's volatile, and the Fed really likes to look at a measure that we call core PCE, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index. Not so much the headline CPI, which is where if oil prices go up, we get a lot of that volatility. But if they've been worried about inflation from tariffs that haven't yet materialized, and now you're throwing in this wild card, this actually may put them on standby a little bit just to see again how all of this pans out from an inflationary front. Frankly, from a labor market front, things are also pretty strong. 4.2% employment is pretty good, especially if you were around a couple, you know, decades ago when it was a much, much higher unemployment rate. But again, you're seeing sort of a softening, but maybe perhaps a normalizing of the economy. And that means that they could, I'm hearing maybe they'll cut rates a couple times, you know, in the second half of the year. But I absolutely agree that this Middle East conflict, if you're getting any bottlenecks, particularly in the Strait of Hormuz, which is 20% of global oil supply,
yes,
and the exports there, that could really throw a wild card. So I think we're all sort of waiting to see how they continue to balance their dual mandate, which is maximum employment and price stability, which is inflation.
Yeah, it's a good point. I don't know if you remember this or not, Taylor. I want to play something for you here. Hang on.
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 bomb.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, it's a tribute to Brian Wilson there, but you know that song. I posted this on my Facebook page yesterday because the dinging you hear in the background there is showing the price of gas going up as they sing about bombing Iran. And I posted it not to encourage bombing, but to remind people that this debate has been going on for a long time.
Yes.
And I don't know what the answer to it is, but is it not true that whatever amount of oil comes out of that part of the world these days is a much smaller slice than it used to be? Am I not right about that?
Yes. No, you know, you're spot on. And, you know, over the weekend, I was hanging out with a friend of mine who's an energy analyst over at a big bank. And we were a little bit nervous when we saw some headlines that Israel had been bombing oil and gas fields in Iran, except that they've been very strategic. Those were primarily for domestic consumption. And we haven't seen a hit in terms of the international exports. And here's why. 2 points. Oil is Iran's largest revenue driver. They sell nothing else but oil. So they can't stop international exports because they need the money to fund this war. Second, their biggest customer is China. China is not someone that you want to tick off. So Iran isn't going to stop global exports because China is their buyer who is also in Iran's camp, so to speak. So I actually, and so far, we have not heard that they have shut down that Strait of Hormuz, which is very important. The other point I want to make about how this is more of a domestic issue for Iran than more of an international global oil supply disruption is I think, and I'm reading into this, but Trump was very smart to go to the Middle East last month, where he shored up support with Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the UAE, Dubai, all of those regions to really further isolate Iran. OPEC, which is obviously Saudi Arabia is a big leader in that, has even said as recently as a week ago, they're prepared to increase oil production to help keep prices low.
Right.
So we were all talking about this big trip to the Middle East in terms of the AI investments, but I actually think it was to make sure that the OPEC region outside of Iran knew that they still needed to keep pumping oil to keep prices low. So I'm not worried in terms of oil right now at $75 a barrel. The high this year before President took over was 80.
Wow.
We're not at $100 a barrel. So could the gas go up at the pump a few cents? Absolutely. But I don't see this right now escalating into a broader global oil hit, if that makes sense, for
it does.
All of those reasons.
Yeah, I'm glad you explained it that way. It makes a lot of sense. I think if all of this wasn't going on in Israel and Iran, everybody in Wall Street would be focused on whether or not they're going to pass the big, beautiful bill. And they
yes.
seem to have forgotten that because there's a huge tax increase that's coming our way if that thing doesn't pass.
So we finally got the text from the Senate's version of the big, beautiful bill. Now, this is going to have to go back down to the House
right.
to repass it because the changes, you know, again, are significant enough that you need the House to re-sign off on the new bill from the Senate. But everyone keeps telling me, and I'm a huge fan of Larry Kudlow, who hosts our 4 p.m. Eastern show here on Fox Business and used to work in the Trump administration in his first term, it will pass. What it looks like at the end of the game, I'm not sure. There's been a big to-do about the SALT, the state and local tax deduction, but that was a plug-in number of $10,000. The House wanted a $40,000 cap. There's some changes on terms of the green energy phase-outs for the credit. So I think it will get done. We're just going to have to find more room to meet in the middle. The debt and the deficit hawks out there, I hear them. I am one of them. But again, with all of this conflict, the 10-year yield is back below a 440, which helps us when we're paying interest on our debt of about, I think, $1 trillion a year or so. So lots of moving parts, but I think you're right. Wall Street, I think, is confident that the big, beautiful bill will get passed. It just isn't, it's going to look somewhere in the middle of the two different versions of the bills that we've seen so far.
That's a good point. You know, Taylor, I'm proud that one of these days I'm going to be able to say that I knew you when, that I had you on the air when you were on the Fox Business Channel. I see you all over Big Fox now. I saw you on the Will Cain show yesterday. Congratulations.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know, it's fun. We just trying to explain to people the way wages work, the way immigration is working, the way the economy is working. You know, we're just out there doing our thing.
And you do it very well. Taylor, thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Happy to help.
Yep. Talk to you soon. Taylor Riggs there, host of the Big Money Show, currently on the Fox Business Network, maybe one of the future big stars there on Fox, because I think she's very smart and she does a great job for sure. All right. Do you remember back in May when three police officers over in Fairview Heights got injured in the line of duty? It's a risk every police officer faces every day. There is a fundraiser coming up, a little bit of fun involved in trying to help out those officers. It's happening over in the Metro East, and we're going to tell you how you can take part after the break. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.